You know, what we're going to read is probably familiar to everybody. The Lord's been bearing this on our heart. Over in the book of Isaiah, in the 53rd chapter, the book of Isaiah. Bear with us, we may read quite a bit here and get to what the Lord's got on our heart. Appreciate everybody's obedience this morning. I've enjoyed the songs and testimonies and what a strength it's been to our soul. The Lord knows what this hour holds. And thank you, Jay. And I'm glad He does. And I want us to think about something here, and I'll turn back over to Isaiah. Lee read this morning, and I just want you to think about that 42nd verse in the fifth chapter there of John, where he read, he said, the Lord said, "But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you." And I want you just to think about that this morning. I appreciate Lee and what he read. Appreciate him reminding the Lord. I want us to know this morning, there ain't one of us sitting here that the Lord don't know you. He knows each one that's a sitting here. He knows each life, each heart, and where we stand with Him. He's not sitting here trying to figure out if you're saved or not. He knows whether you're saved or not. And I'll be honest with you, I think if you're sitting here, you know whether you're saved or not. But this scripture right here in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, he said, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison, and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. And I thank the Lord for his word. I thank the Lord for my Savior this morning. We won't get through every bit of this, no doubt, out of what we've read this morning, but just got just a little thought or two here where the Lord had dealt with our heart here, and it's plumb over there in the beginning of where we read. But where Isaiah had wrote, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And I've thought on that, and I've prayed about it, and thought about what the Lord would have us to say this morning. And as we got to thinking on them things there just a little bit, we go over and we can't help but think about over there where the Lord had sent Philip down, and there's an Ethiopian eunuch over there sitting in his chariot over there pondering on some of these very scriptures right here. And I got to thinking about that and thought about how many times that maybe that eunuch had went down to worship. And it went down there. And this time here, when he went to worship, Darrell, the arm of the Lord got revealed unto him. And at this point, I know a lot of times we get to wondering, who's believing what we're preaching? Who's believing what's going out? But we've got to keep preaching it. We've got to keep sending it out. And they somewhere, someday, Austin Peak, you may not realize it, but the words that Isaiah had spoken over there that day carried on even after his time. The word that an Ethiopian eunuch went down to worship one day, not even knowing how to worship. And the arm of the Lord was revealed unto him. And I got thinking on that, Mike. How many times people come and sits in the house of God, and you've come down here, and you come down here to do what you consider worship. You come walking in like you always have, dressing like the church, looking like the church, even knowing how to talk like the church. But the word that I read, the word that I preach, it says they that worship must worship him in spirit and in truth this morning. And if you ever believed the report, if you ever believed what's been preached to you, and the arm of the Lord has been revealed to you, then you got a new spirit put down in you. What opens the blinded eyes? What makes the lame to walk again? It's that spirit that comes by. That's what reveals in this world is the spirit. He makes everything known, and he uncovers those things that's covered up. I thought about this and how the Lord had sent Philip down there. The Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? He was a sitting there in his chariot pondering and trying to figure out him, what he was a hearing. He was a trying to figure out just exactly what that word meant. And he asked Philip, he said, how can I understand these things except a man explain them to me? glory.
Hey, it ain't this ugly man you see us standing before you. Hey, I promise you, I'm not a preacher, but the Spirit working through the man on the love preaching. Filled revealed through the Spirit of God and the Ethiopian eunuch.
And if anything gets revealed this morning, it'll be through the Spirit. How can I understand these things? He sent some man to read it to me. He's reading right there in the book of Isaiah. And the word said Philip took off from right there where he was reading. And he preached unto him for the salvation of Jesus Christ. You're sitting here this morning complicating things too much. This man couldn't figure it out in his own mind. And I promise you, not one of us sitting in here this morning can figure out the love of God. Can figure out why that he took on our sins. Hey, he was trying to understand it. Who is this man? Who is this man that done this? Tell me about him. Don't you know today everybody in this world by all wants to know who could love me enough to give their life for mine? And all we can do is proclaim unto them. Who hath believed our report? I thought about that, Mel. We make statements a whole lot of times. I hope they're saved. Somebody will die and we love them. We care about them. We'll say, I hope they're saved. I'm going to tell you something. You know if they were saved. We all try to grab a hold of something. We all try to say, well, there was this time when they was 5 years old in a Bible school. Oh, I remember he was such a good young and she was such a good young. But I promise you, hey, you will know if somebody's saved. I read the Word of God there away where he said, you'll know them by their fruits. And we ask a lot of times, who has believed the report? What is a report? It's coming back with an answer to something. It's telling the truth about something. It's explaining something. We try to pacify ourselves with a bunch of stuff saying, I hope they knew. I pray they knew. But I promise you, you'll know who's believed the report. There's evidence there. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? If God's ever revealed himself unto you, you know it. If you're dying and going to hell this morning, you know it. I can guarantee you this, before each and every one dies, they peek, the arm of the Lord will be revealed unto you. It's up to you if you're going to believe the report or not. I thought this morning, Gina, as I was praying about these things, Mike, if I told everybody, just wanted to warn you, I know for sure that this church, somebody's going to come in here and it's going to kill everybody in here at 12 o'clock. If I told you that, and Darrell, you got up and you left. Gene, you got up and you left. Mark, you got up and you left. I know for sure that you believe my report. And I know that something got revealed unto you. When the Word of God comes by and it's preached, in the power, in the demonstration of the Spirit, hey, and God comes by and speaks to you and says it's your time, you're going to die, you're going to hell, and you sit on your pew and you don't make a move, you chose to die and go to hell. If I put out a warning that somebody was coming in here to kill you and you chose to keep your seat when they walked through that door at 12 o'clock and took your life, it's on you. He tells them right here in this scripture, he says to blow that trumpet. He said to sound that trumpet. And he said to make a solemn assembly. You know what they gathered them together for in that day? They'd blow a trumpet, they'd yell, and say, it's time to gather in for them. And everybody would gather in and they lay out instruction what to do when the enemy came. They laid out what needed to be done. Hey, in a lot of different fashions about how to worship, about how to do things. But there was a call went out to each and every one. And it was up to them whether they chose to assemble. And once they had heard, it was on them to do with it what they had to. I promise you, God's called me to blow a trumpet at your church. And I'm sounding it with all its in me this morning. And I'm going to tell you what, too. Ladies, everybody is sitting in here. If you're a born-again child of God, you've got a trumpet to blow. I'm a woman preacher. I'm a child preacher. I'm this preacher. I've done that preacher. I'm this. I'm that. I'm going to tell you something. I got to read this morning over in Joel. And you've read it over there. I believe it's again in the book of Acts. He said that even your sons and your daughters would prophesy. What is a prophet? Hey, a prophet's one that speaks of things to come. Hey, I'm not calling women to preach, and I won't back it. But I will tell you, you've got a prophecy to be telling. Hey, God said that... Hey, I'll hit it word for anybody says they're confused. A bishop must be the husband of one wife. Hey, a man's the only one to stand and preach the word of God in the spirit and in the truth. Says that a woman is not to assert authority over a man in the house of God. But I promise you this, woman, boy, or girl, you've got a prophecy. If you're a born-again child of God, you're old men. Well, dream dreams. Young men will see visions. You sit back and say, I can't do nothing down the house of God. You're a liar and don't want to. We've all got something to tell somebody. We better be telling it. Why that come? I don't know, but it did, and I ain't back up for it. Who has believed the report this morning? I'm going to tell you, a son sits through service after service after service after service. God preaching. God telling you you're lost. God telling you you need to move up, Christian. God telling us stuff. Let me tell you something that'll really show if you listen when God comes by. I'm going to tell you something, Ethan. The Word of God don't get sent for no reason. God don't warn for no reason. I promise you this. If God warns you about something, you better listen. How'd they get the little Ethiopian eunuch got warned? Word of God got the pricking him out of his heart. He got the question. And I promise you, if you want something from God, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall eat them. I preached this before. Philip didn't head that way by accident. The Lord spoke to him and said, arise. He told him where to go. My God, hey, about 8 years ago or whatever it was, the Lord spoke to this old boy you're looking at now, and he said, arise. Hey, get you down to community chapel. Hey, it ain't because I'm nothing special. Hey, but I carry a word that will freak out lost people. Hey, the Lord sent me here. And I'm not boasting in me. Don't you get that wrong. Father, I told you this morning, I can't preach, but he can. Philip went down led by the Spirit, and he met up with a man at the appointed time that he was supposed to meet up with him. God sent us by here. Mike Paul, you ain't sitting here for no reason. C.D. Grindstaff, you ain't sitting here for no reason. Each and every one of us are sitting where we're at this appointed time for a very purpose and a very reason. It's not just the preacher. It's not just the pastor. God's called you into this church. God's placed you in this place to do a work for Him. We can sit on our pew and wear out the carpet underneath our hind ends, or we can get up and start working for God. Thank you very much. Didn't know that was coming, but it's there. Time to draw a knife. The harvest is plenty and the workers are few. There's a many that's falling off. They're quitting church. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a many sitting in the house of God. God is doing nothing. Preacher, I thought you was talking to our lost this morning. Now you done to witness getting on us. I ain't getting on nobody, but God is. You want your people saved? Get to work. God knows who's working and God knows who ain't. I promise you that. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. Who has believed our report? Let me tell you something, God's a friend. God knows who's believed his report. God knows if you're sitting here lost, and he also knows if you're sitting here dead on him. We've said it before. You can tell the difference in a tree that's got sap in it. We preached on being full of sap not long ago. You can tell the difference in a tree that's got sap in it, can't you? What did I tell you? He said there in the Word of God, Cameron, he said we know them by the fruits. When's the last time you checked yourself to see if there's been any fruit there in a while? Do you believe the report of God? Do you believe that we've only got a short time left here in this life? Do you believe our children, grandchildren, our friends, our co-workers has only got a short time before they leave this life and go step right off into hell? What are we going to do about it? I read you what he did for us. He says, as a sheep led to the slaughter. Don't you know they got the eating up on that Ethiopian eunuch? It says on old word and told to rend not your garment, but your heart. That too, I'll read it to make sure I said that right. There's a lot of us that's doing what that little old eunuch did. He went down and worshiped like he always did. But that time something got revealed to him. He sat down and he got worried about it. I
I think the Lord's been revealing some things to some people. Are you getting worried about it? The best I can tell, he stopped in his chariot. Or else Philip would have never got to him, would he? Ain't it about time you stopped the ride to where you were going and just parked your chariot right here in the hall?
Ain't it time
to let the Lord reveal himself to you? After I read that, they rode for a little ways more. He looked over and he said, "There's some water." He said, "What hinders me from being baptized?" Oh, Philip didn't wait, did he? He said, "No." He said, "Do you believe?" He talked to him and made him confess. Didn't make him confess, but just asked him. Asked him what he had. It didn't take that man long to confess what he had, did he? He took right down to the water and baptized right then. What takes us so long after we get this to get in it? These people get saved and goes 30 years, never join a church. Never testify, never tell nothing. I'm going to tell you something. If you know the Lord, other people are going to know you know the Lord. If you love the Lord, you're going to want to do something for Him too. I thought you were going to follow me when you come down. I love you. I just almost jumped over my grass. I love you, though. I don't want to see you get hurt. I'm not bragging on me, but when she came down to sing, I saw her stumble. I thought she was a goner. When you love somebody, you step out. When you love somebody, you get to work for them. When you see them stumbling and stammering around in this life, you get down on your knees. You won't sit back and just keep away until they move. You stay on your knees. You stay in that book. You know what that's proof of? Something got revealed to you.
I hear Gene Grooms testify to the oven in this church all the time. She didn't just sit back. And she didn't just wait on the Lord.
Every time she stood church pray. Every time she got up, he might have tried to hinder her from going to the house of God. She went on anyway. Why? She loved that man. Because the love of God abounded in her. And you can see the evidence in her life. We will be able to see the evidence in our lives. And if we love our people.
I've prayed, I've done.
Quit telling what you know, just keep doing it. How did the Lord go? He kept his mouth shut. You know what he could have done? He could have called down all heaven. He could have ended it all right there. But because he loved me, because he didn't want to end it right there, he knew he was going to bear stripes.
He knew they was going to spit in his face.
He knew they was going to nail him to a cross. He knew the weight of my sins that he was going to carry. And he kept going. He didn't say much. Didn't say nothing. He just went and done it. That's what matters. Who has believed our report? Who has all the report been revealed? Church, I'm going to be honest. The Lord is moving in this church. God is dealing in hearts and in lives.
we'll be all getting warm. This place back. The blood river began up. Pull it together in unity. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to tell you something, Mother. His birth coming.
I've told this before, and I'll tell it again.
When my wife found out she was carrying our children, she started eating different. She started handling her body different. She started taking care of herself, being careful what she put in and how she carried herself. She didn't want to fall and name what she was carrying. Yes, she didn't want to eat one thing that might affect that child that was inside her. Church, I promise you right now, there's some being carried in the mother's womb right now. It's important, Amy Kim. It means something to you. Be careful what you're taking in. Be careful how you're handling yourself.
You don't want to fall and hurt this child.
These children. You better believe the report that God's sending me. I didn't set back picture you would ever know if I believed it or not. You don't know if I don't know it all.
Thank you, Lee Peake, for minding God. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you.
It don't matter if I know you. It don't matter if I know everything about you. That one that in red letters says that I know you, he knows. And he said if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. So if you hide anything,
the very one that needs to see it in your life
is the one that's not seen it. That grandchild, that wife, that husband, that child, that woman, that daddy,
that you want to see make it down this altar.
And you want to see call out on the Lord. You know who you're hiding your gospel from? Them. You know who you're hurting? Them. The Lord sent people out to preach the gospel. He sent every one of us to prophesy of His coming and the things that are ahead of us. And the one I was in here, they got a job there. And I ain't saying you do. I know it. I know you pray for me. You can't sit back and wait on me to get done. And I ain't saying that like I'm not. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I know I'm not doing that nothing. You can't sit back and wait on the vision board to do it. It's all the way to do it. The good old praying grace. You can't sit back and wait on me. We're many members of one body in this church. If we want to see things take place, let's get into the love together.
Consider the ant.
That's scripture. You ever seen ants carry a load? Sometimes the Bible tells us you bear ye one another's burdens. He also says to bear ye your own burden. Sometimes you'll see them carrying a fairly good sized load by themselves. You want to know what's amazing? They got something big. It just blows my mind sometimes. And I've watched and studied a little bit on them ants. They'll all link in there together. And they'll get under something big. And before you know it, they're moving that thing. Now, ain't that amazing? I don't know what the science is on it about what they can move times their body weight. But it's amazing.
And when you stack all of them up together, it'll blow your mind what you've done. You can kick down their little old ant hills and come back by there after a little while. They just went right back to work, didn't they? They get them built back. Then he comes through, he tries to knock down one of the little kids sometimes. You know what them good Christians will do? They just get right back to work. Can you play a couple of songs on the church this morning? I know the Lord like a little heart. We want them to stay their arms. And once you get weak, down, let me get out of here. Let me help you out. Right, if you move on just a little bit, I'll take care of your mother. You know what that means? It means a lot. Because there's more than once that I'm not the one getting rid of you. You're getting rid of me. And I know that. And I appreciate that. And if we all get in here together tonight, we get these lost objects, we get to burn them.
I done read to you.
There's one done carried the run. There's one done bore the weight. All we got to do is get in there with him. He's carrying the load. We're just walking with him. That boy will be sitting right there, baby. That brother can be sitting right there. That sister can be sitting right there. That grandchild can be sitting right there. Them friends you've been praying for, they can be sitting right there. But you know what we need? Just get under it together. Who is believing her report? I'm going to tell you something. I've had fellows that's worked with me. And I've laid a job and I've sat down. Here's how I want you to work. I want everybody to stay here and I want you to work together on this one specific task. I've come back, one of them is over here fiddling with something, one of them over here fiddling with something, another over here fiddling with something. And they didn't know I walked up. One little fella in the bunch said, they told us to do it this way and all of us to stay together. Nothing spoke up and said, well, I don't know if you look around, they ain't here. And I ain't saying that in no kind of other way, but just to express something. And then I spoke up and I said, they ain't standing right here. Scrambling went to getting on. And then everybody went to moving together. I'm going to tell you something. If you ain't working where the Lord wants you to work, He knows you're not working where He wants you to work. If you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, He knows you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. And if you've believed His report, then you'll be working where He told you to work and do what He told you to do. Because I promise you, this time I will never see what we do. He don't disappoint. That's what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. Sometimes it's hard to preach like this. I'll just be straight up honest with you. As far as I know, everybody in here is doing everything they're supposed to be doing. I don't know no lies. I'm glad I don't. There's times when you go question the Lord why. Seems like everybody's trying. Seems like everybody's getting close. But I'm going to tell you something, just like I told you. I might not know you. But God does. He sent a message this morning, and He blew the trumpet. And it's up to you whether you hear it or not.
feel like we've done what the Lord asked us to do.